Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Rats. This is the unlikely topic chosen by Michael Stafford, who brings us this thought for the week.
Rats have always had a bad press. No one seems to like the poor creatures. But then it's hardly surprising, considering the damage and danger they cause. In the Middle Ages, almost a third of the population of England died from the Black Death. That was a plague spread by rats coming in on ships from overseas. So great was the devastation that the whole social order was changed. Arguably, that was for the better in one respect. The old feudal system, which was little better than slavery for many, was ended because manual workers became in short supply. My wife and I often spend time in Malawi, where there's a sister work of Torch Trust reaching out to blind people in that country. On a recent visit, we stayed for part of our time in a private house in the southern part of the country. Almost every day, we spotted rats scampering around the house, seeming to be almost without fear. They would jump up on the windowsills and peer at us. Unfortunately, they took a particular liking to my wife's clothing. She discovered more and more holes appearing in many items. Some of the rats were summarily executed by one or two of the young men around, but it only seemed to reduce their numbers slightly. In Old Testament days, certain animals were described as unclean, and not surprisingly, this included the rat. Even today, few people would consider eating the meat of a rat. We might ask what makes certain creatures be labelled unclean. It's probably because of the places they visit and their habits. Interestingly, when Jesus was on earth, the religious leaders criticised him and his disciples, accusing them of unclean behaviour, such as failing to wash their hands before eating. Jesus explained that it's not what goes into the mouth that makes a person unclean, but what comes out of it, which originates in the heart.
Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into someone's mouth does not defile them, but what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them."
Jesus knew what the prophet Jeremiah had taught many years before.
"The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure."
This may be difficult for us to accept in terms of our own hearts, but it is nonetheless true. And the only cure for our deceitful hearts is found in Jesus Christ, who alone is able to make us clean in the sight of God.
You've been listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust, a Christian organisation for people at any stage of their sight loss journey. Torch supports over 100 fellowship groups around the UK where people can meet together. You can find out more on our website at torchtrust.org or telephone us on 0333 123 1255.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.